KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
An Umlazi ward councillor says a team from Etegwini's disaster management unit has arrived in F section to assess the damage caused by a burst water pipe. A video of the burst pipe shows water spraying several meters above the nearby houses while more water cascades down to other properties below. Ward 79 councillor Kumbulani Cela says at least 7 homes have been affected, with 3 suffering significant damage. He says he received a call about the burst pipe yesterday at around noon.
Ngenuthukela Water had to stop the flow of the water. We also asked the neighbors to help take in all these families because water soaked everything, including foods and clothes. The KwaZulu-Natal Department of Human Settlements also promised a visit on Friday.
Cela says the municipality's water department has blamed vandalism for the incident. Former Minister Jeff Radebe has been named the provincial convener of the ANC in KZN. The party has reconfigured its leadership in the province after a dismal showing at the ballot box last May. Secretary General Fikile Mbalula announced the new task team in Durban this afternoon.
First, Deputy Provincial Convener, Comrade Weziwe Tusi. Second, Deputy Provincial Convener, Boniso Duma. Provincial Coordinator, Comrade Mike Mabuyakulu. Provincial Deputy Coordinator, Comrade Nomusa Dube Ngube. Provincial Fundraiser, Comrade Nomakugu Melan. And then they are going to convene as early as Monday.
The reconfiguration has been prompted by the ANC losing support at the general elections.
We are a party of 40% and we need to react to that differently. It's not the moment to be going around talking about leadership positions and all of that as a priority. The priority now is how do we bring the ANC back?
The families of the South African engineers Frik Potgieter and Peter Haxum have gathered 15,000 signatures demanding their release from prison in Equatorial Guinea. They are planning to hand the petition to International Relations Minister Ronald Lamola and other MPs to call for urgent diplomatic action. Potgieter and Haxum had been working at an oil rig in the Central African country when they were arrested over 2 years ago. Despite a UN ruling declaring their detention as unlawful, the two remain behind bars. Their families have urged the South African and UK governments to intervene and have pleaded for clemency from Equatorial Guinea's president. And finally back home, a 5 rand ticket has turned a young KZN woman into a millionaire. The woman from Melmoth has won 5.3 million rand in the lotto. Operator Ituba says that she was one of 2 winners of the 10.6 million jackpot in last Wednesday's draw. The woman, who's in her 20s, says she used the numbers that her late father had played. She says she and her sister have been raising their younger siblings since both their parents died. She plans to buy a house and invest in their education. Durban 25, tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 22, Richards Bay 26.
And a look what's coming up in your sport. Rain decides the outcome of South Africa's Champions Trophy group clash against Australia, while Pakistan crash out of the comp. There's midweek Betway Premiership action tonight. Stellenbosch FC sets sights on 3 points against Makgesi, and Springbok prop Stephen Kitsoff calls time on his career.